First off, Guy, thank you for joining me. It's really great to have you here and to just be in connection. And yeah, I just wanted to bring you on because I really truly appreciate your perspective in life, and you've been an inspiration to me. For anyone that's just watching this, Guy and I met in a leadership training course maybe like 4 years ago now, and you were a group leader and you just really had a huge impact on my life. And that was like one of the most powerful things I've ever done, and just getting to know you and being connection and to for you to be a stand for me and everyone in the world has been inspiring. So I thought you just have a great perspective and just want to learn more about your story and where you're at right now and kind of where you've come from and where you're at and how it all kind of fits in together.
And I want to hit all of that. And like, just like, because like I have like a lot of, I can attack it at so many different angles. And so I guess, you know, for the purposes of this, just given the current state of the world, I'll probably, I'll give you like a high level, like this overview of myself. So, and for your audience to like, just understand like, you know, my background, but then I'll probably dig into like some of the main stories around like related to race and how that's impacted my journey. Hi everybody that's listening and watching this. Guy Gabriel, I'm a coach, speaker, content creator, and I'm really focused on just helping people just unlock their full potential, like their human potential, and really take a stand for whatever it is that they care for in the world, and like doing like do work that's really fulfilling to them. And like I guess you know, high level, like came from the inner cities. My family's from Haiti. Went to a boarding school for high school in Pennsylvania called Westtown School. Then from there, I went to Harvard University. And after that, I worked on Wall Street. Did that for a couple of years. Wasn't really happy. Ended up traveling around the world. Came back and got into like entrepreneurship, business, and just personal development, personal growth, and everything that I'm doing right now. And I honestly, like, if I think about like, you know, just like with respect to the current climate that we're in right now, you know, George Floyd was murdered. That's my stand on my belief, and it really impacted me a lot. Because the truth is, I've been able to achieve a lot of success in my life, and I never allowed race or racism to stop me from achieving the heights that I've reached. And it was challenging at times, but like I think that recently I've been this whole situation has just been an opportunity for me to really take a look at myself and get real about how this has affected me and what is my stand going forward? What is the stand that I'm going to take for myself and for others and the change that I want to see in the world? And, you know, like I recently, like just been having tons of challenging conversations with different people in my life. And I've been discovering that like this whole challenge, like this race, I'm sorry. Let me take a step back, because I think, one of my biggest like intentions in this conversation right now is just to be authentic, because I think that's in that space of authenticity, we'll be able to really have real change happen. And the truth is, I don't know. I'm still kind of sifting through a lot of emotions. I'm sifting through all of the different stories and things and trying to understand like how do we move forward? And it's fucking frustrating. And I am feeling challenged because, know, as a black man, I'm like, I don't think that, am I a good black guy, like person? Am I a good black leader? You know, like I yeah, sure. Like you didn't let race stop you and you achieved so much success and all of that. But like, what have I really done to like move our people forward, and not just black people, like the world, you know? And because I think a lot of times we think that this issue, or some people think that, you know, this is like a black, you know, versus white thing. No, this is a human thing. This is a human problem. And whenever there's like a marginalized group, that's just like a reflection of where we're at as a society, you know, as human beings. And so like, the truth is I'm not an expert. I'm in here learning with everybody that's listening here. I'm trying to discover what are my biases, where am I falling short, where am I not taking full responsibility, how am I moving the conversation forward, what's the best way that I can do that, and I came in here thinking I was gonna like, you know, give you like some very clear things, but like the truth is like I want this to be like a back and forth discussion, because I think I value getting into spaces like this and having opportunities like this where I share something and then I'm challenged by another person's perspective, because I think in that challenge, I'm actually curious and I'm open to discovering something new about myself that I wouldn't have otherwise. But that requires that I really share myself authentically, and that the person or the people that I'm speaking to also do the same and have like a space where there's no judgment so that we can actually learn from each other. And yeah. So actually, I think I'm going to like stop my monologue, and I I've said like a bit, and I kind of want to open it up for you to like, to share whatever is coming up for you. And then we can just like have like a back and forth, if that makes sense. And I think people will like get a lot more value out of that.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. To me, the authenticity is the most important thing. Yeah. I think we're living in a time right now where there's kind of this split from like the kind of putting people on a pedestal and assuming that like there's this idea of perfection. Like you need to be in this perfect place. You have to have the answer. And it's like what people really connect to is the vulnerability of it. Like being in your truth and saying, hey, I'm trying to figure it out. You know, I think when everything hit recently, it was like, a lot of people felt this pressure to post in the right and proper way if I use the wrong hashtag and those things. Like it's important to have awareness and to educate yourself. That's very important. But also like kind of what you said, like remembering, I saw in a post you did, like it's not us versus them. What was the exact quote that the
it's not me versus you or like us versus you. It's us versus the problem. You know, and so like, yeah, like it's, you know, like I'm like at the protests on Saturday, and literally you see people just angry, you know, and there's like a line of policemen like right in front of us, and they're just kind of standing there, and people are just like, yeah, you fucking like this and that and that, and like, and some individuals will like literally single out an individual like, hey, you woman with the tattoos on your arm, like you should be ashamed of yourself. Or they'll look at the black police officers and it's like, you should be ashamed of yourself. You think they'll take care of you, that they'll protect you? You should be over here with us. And all of this anger and frustration was coming out. And after the demonstration moved on and the cops were still there, I went up to them and I was like, hey, look, like it's not, please don't take this personally, because it's like, I actually respect and appreciate you holding the space for everybody to vent their frustrations and not retaliate without you retaliating or anything, because it's not about you as a human, you individually. It's about the world, the system is broken, and we need to get through this together. And I wanted to like make sure that the cops knew that. So, and like, I looked them in the eyes, like a handful of them, so that, and really tried to convey that energy that I loved them and like, I appreciated them. So it doesn't continue this like cycle of hate, that it opens up space for like understanding. And I think I think we need more of that. And then I'm honestly like, I want to be in the rooms with so many different types of people and hear genuinely what people think and feel, so that we can like start to really have some real healing together and like, and put all of our brains together so that we can create a solution, a world that we could not even envision.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And I know like in part of the training that we did, you know, there's a lot of talk about the story. And I think that kind of plays into it, because the system is broken. And why I brought up the thing about a lot of people being confused and not knowing what to share, it's like, I saw Preston Smiles posted a really great thing. He's like, hey, like white people, I get that you're like worried about saying the wrong thing, but like, we just need you to stand up. And like, somebody might, you might post something, somebody might get upset, but it's also like, that's the internet. You know, that this is pre anything. Like, you post something on the internet, there's going to be people that are going to get upset or be offended. And it's like, you need to speak from the heart. And if you're just worried about saying, putting the wrong tiny thing and then never sharing your message, like, remember that this is about racism and the fact that the system is broken and racism is fucked up. And like, if that's where you're coming from, you know, like, educate yourself and find a way to share that with people, whether that is being on Instagram or like going into your communities. Like, the, you know, Instagram and YouTube, they're not the only spaces, they're powerful places. But like, if you don't feel called to share in that way, there's so many ways where we can spread that message. And I like, I keep remembering, like, okay, because I've had the same thing too, where I put like, when Black Lives Matter and everyone was posting like a blank thing, like, I posted something and then I changed my hashtag, and I was like kind of going through this whole thing and just starting to feel kind of like guilty or worried. I'm like, I need to be empowered in this space because I know I'm sharing from a good place. And like, I just want to give people a voice. And some people want to share resources, and that's great if you have great resources. And like, in this case, I just felt really called to talk to you because I knew it would be a good, honest conversation. And yeah. So yeah, I appreciate your perspective.
And you know, like, you something you said, like, in what you just shared, brought up something for me. And like, going back to this whole this intention of authenticity, because I think as long as we're lying, we're not going to be able to actually move forward together, because you have to accept whatever is so. You know, some people see this, the video of George Floyd dying, and then like later on you hear something about like, oh, he had coronavirus or something, like, and it's like, he was going, like, maybe that's why he died. It's like, no, like, we don't want to accept what's so. And I think that is like, if you do post something that people react to negatively and just like, oh my God, this and that, invite that. And that's what I'm like trying desperately to practice. Like, even right now, it's like, I'm in the back of my mind, I'm like, I hope I don't say something that Black people don't agree with, because they're gonna chop my fucking head off. And at the same time, I hear that, I'm just like, oh, wait a minute, that's not me. That's like the fear. That's a story. Like, I know who I am at my core, and I know what my intention is. And as long as I know that I just want to love, and I want to create, spread more love, and find a solution that works, a new world that works, that becomes my new home, this need to be accepted. And then from that place, it allows me to actually hear what people are saying. So I think it's time for us to like start sharing authentically and start listening with the intention of understanding. And so like, if someone is angry at us, get curious. And it's like, oh, why? Like, what is it about what I said was wrong? Oh, okay. So, and that made you feel this. And like, what happened, you know, in your life that, oh, like those, and then in those stories and those exchanges, you start to actually connect with the human being in them. And then the surprising thing is, like, when people are heard and understood, they're open to creating with you, and they're open to hearing your story and your side as well. But somebody's got to give. And right now, like, I think Black people are taking advantage of this opportunity to say, hey, like, listen, and not just listen, understand, get me, hear what I'm saying, hear, like, acknowledge my humanity and my experiences and the state of the fucking world. I'm sorry, I'm cursing a lot, but like, you know, if that's
let it out, please. Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's like, listen, and hopefully, and in that listening, then it's like you can actually breathe again, and then hopefully that person, if they really understood it, then they can be like, all right, you know what, like, this is what, how it occurred to me, or this is what I thought, these are my experiences. Because we're just like, we all like live in our own bubbles, you know, and we think that this is the right way. But as long as we live in that bubble and we don't actually communicate, even if that communication is like challenging and it creates a lot of challenging emotions, like, nothing's going to change. And so that's what I'm like, I think there are a lot of amazing things happening. Like people are trying to change like institutional things. And I'm like focused more on like that's outside in. And I'm like focusing on like inside out. Like, okay, how do we change the human being? How do we start to like really penetrate people's hearts and have them open themselves up to seeing things a little bit differently and open themselves up to maybe listening more so that they can actually receive and we can create a new world together. And so, like that's kind of where I'm at with all of this.
Oh, that just gave me like some serious like tingling. Yeah. I love that because I think to this point of just because you say something and somebody is offended or has a different belief, like it's to me in conversations, the moment the wall goes up, the moment two people are just fighting for what they believe, they're just going like this. But you can have a belief and you can stand in that possibility and someone else can see something differently, but then there's a connection that can be created. And when there's no connection that's created, it's just like, it's just two people like strengthening their own thing. So being able to create that openness. And I see so many sides and so many emotions. And like, I there's been a lot of talk about like riots and should it be peaceful or should it be violent? And like, I'm personally not here to say one or the other, because I think like emotions and expressions, whatever way people need to get stuff out, like, this is how we're humans, you know, we're here to have the whole human experience. But at the end of the day, to actually create that connection, that understanding, it's like, yeah, there's this amazing opportunity to actually say, hey, this system is fucked up, like at the core. And if you really believe that and you feel that, like, let's do something about it together. That's really the only thing that I've seen for myself where I can help this cause is recognizing that I have this privilege in life, and privilege as a white person, and also just privilege. I just feel privileged and like grateful to be alive and have a positive perspective on life and to be able to share that with other people. And it's even challenging me to be like, yeah, how do I use that privilege? Right. Do I use it just like for myself, or can I actually like take advantage of the platforms I've created and the people that I know to push something forward in the right way and not just like sit back and say, yeah, racism's bad, but I'm over here doing my thing. It's like, no, this is like fucked up. We need to get this message out there.
Yeah.
So people actually know it. Cause it's like the problem seems to be fear, right? Like you said, like separation and fear, that's it's us versus the problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it's like I'm like, how can we have people see that we're actually all on the same side? Mm-hmm. We all want the same thing. And so if we focus on what we all desire, what like at our core, you know, like we all want to like love, we all want to be happy, we all want to you know, be healthy. We all want to dream and have those dreams come to reality. Like, how can we focus on the commonalities and respect and acknowledge our differences and our different realities and different experiences and beliefs, but then also be like, hey, you know what? This is the intention. This is like, this is what we're working towards together. And that's the biggest challenge for me, you know, and as a leader, because I'm like, if we can have so many people, different types of people attacking the problems in different ways and not judge you for not protesting because you don't think that's not your expression, but like perhaps your expression is like sharing, having conversations with like, you know, a handful of people in your life, like tough conversations, or maybe your expression is, learning about this so that you can become more aware about the history behind it, or your expression is, hey, I'm going to start like a community project that's going to like bring police officers and just like civilians together, you know, like whatever that is. We're all there needs to be, I think, what at its core, what's happening right now is we're, you know, like this, especially like with the whole racist, anti-racist language and thing that's unfolded, and especially over the past couple of weeks is like we're saying, hey, take a stand. People are saying, take a stand, and it's like really, it's like polarizing, because it's like having you like decide, like, do I want this change or not? And if I want this change, then like making sure you're taking actions in whatever way that feels aligned, that with your unique skills and experiences and privilege to to work on the, to attack this problem. And if you're like, hey, no, like I don't want to take a stand, then it's like, what you're saying, you're okay with the status quo. You're okay with the racist system. You're okay with the system that, and it's not just race, you know, like this system, like it hurts so, like whether, like right now we're talking about race, but then there are other people like homosexuals and then like, and like, in gay and queer and like rights. And then you have women's rights. And there's so many different, like marginalized groups. And like, there's this speaker, her name was Tererai Trent, or I'm screwing up her name, but like I met her at Lewis Howe's event, but she's like from Africa, I think. And she basically says like the liberation of, she's specifically for women, like Black women, but like she's saying like the liberation of women will be the liberation of the world. And I extend that to any like sort of group. And I think right now, like we have an opportunity because there's like a lot of momentum around like racism. The liberation of Black people will be the liberation of all of us, because it'll challenge you to look at yourself and make drastic shifts in how you relate to yourself and others. And that in and of itself will completely, a lot of other things will fall, just because then if you're not going to be racist with like Black people, then you're going to be like, you're going to see like a queer person, or, you know, and you're not going to be like, oh my God, like that's wrong. No, you're like, you can't, it just doesn't match, you know? And so like,
yes, no, that right when you were saying it, I was starting to get this feeling of like, yes, it's, this is so much bigger than any one thing, which is why it's so important. Not if somebody's standing up for the cause, you can educate them, but trying to shame somebody for saying like, you know, the wrong tag or something, it's like, it doesn't help, because that's not the problem. The problem is racism. The problem is oppression, right? It's not that somebody tried to express themselves on Instagram, didn't know exactly how to do it. You know, if you see something, say something. But if you're coming from a place of like, hey, this is my expression, I want to show you, maybe this will be more effective. Yeah. Because it is bigger than that. Yeah, it's about human rights, right? And, and it is totally represented in Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
Because of what has been happening for so many years, and it is so wrong. And if we just look at this, what will come, because we actually are seeing that this is such a huge problem, like what will the ripple effect of that?
Yeah, and I'm just gonna add to that as well. Like this is like a gift and a curse, you know, because like I'm like such an accepting human being. I see all of the different expressions, even shame. Like when we shame people, I'm like, hey, like you had a set of experiences, and this is your expression in this very moment. And what I'm challenging is like, anybody that's listening, is if you receive that shame, like that, like somebody's like, you know, spewing that hate or shame towards you, acknowledging that, you know, their humanity, and they're entitled to feel and express themselves in that way. Yeah. But then for you to like take a look at yourself and how you're going to respond in the face of that, and what's your stand, and like what's your truth, and how are you going to like actually listen to like what's behind what they said. And that is challenging. Yeah. It's hard. But like, I watched LA 92 the other day, this documentary about the LA riots in 1992, after Rodney King's like brutal beating. And the way that people in LA, like the Black people there, like express themselves was like through violence, like, you know, in some ways, like burning things. Like some people were like this one man, this white man, they dragged him out of his truck and like beat the crap out of him. And they were like, see, now you know what, like how Rodney King feels. And like people are like watching this, is like, that's not fair. Like you destroyed my business that I've worked for all my life. Like, that's not fair. And they would not have had that experience of, oh, that's not fair, if there wasn't such a strong retaliation, like, you know, just strong reaction expression from the black people in LA. Not to say that that's right. I'm not saying that that's right. I'm not saying that the rioting and looting and whatever is right. Like some people, we all have different stances on that. But you can't deny that you're thinking about like, that's not fair. Now, if, and like, feel that feeling, feel it right now. Whatever your stance is, feel that. And now you'll start to get a glimpse of what people in America have been feeling for the past 400 plus years. Now, is that fair? Is it fair to have redlining, regulations that allow that prohibit black people from moving into other neighborhoods and passing down building generational wealth that they can pass down to their kids? Is that fair? Is it fair to for presidents to take like stances that is not explicitly, naming like saying like this is like, hey, law and order and the war on crime and all of that? Like, yeah, you're not saying black people, we're gonna whatever, but like you're basically saying that, and like your policies are geared to keep them down, to keep them from it's just effed up. It's not fair. But it's hard for, it can be challenging for people to understand and to relate, because we don't even want to go there. We don't even want to take a look. And so what happens is like when there's like a community of like anybody that's just like pushed to the wall, when a human being is pushed to the wall and they feel like they have nothing, but they value themselves and they're like, I know I'm worth something. They're going to retaliate. They're going to fight back. They're going to do like, they're going to protest. They're going to riot. They're going to do something to make you feel what they're feeling, to express themselves, and hope that you can like look at it as an opportunity to like really take a look at yourself and be like, you know what? Let me understand, why are they doing this? And then perhaps we can start to like make some progress. But like something's got to give. And like you said, just like going at each other, two strong views, as opposed to like, hey, you know what? Like, this shit is, something's not right. You guys are angry and we're angry. What's the problem? And how can we come up with a solution together? I think that's all that everybody, like anybody really wants.
Yeah. Wow. I really appreciate you also like it's challenging me on my own thoughts about that. Cause at the end of the day, like I had a few comments in where people were like that, the way I was posting, and I was like really being careful to be like, very right in my posting. Yeah. And someone said something about like, that sounds like white privilege and a few other things. And at first it kind of made me step back and it kind of put me in that state of fear of like, oh, I shouldn't express myself. I have nothing to say here. Like, I just need to step back. But then there's this flip side of like, no, like I need to express and I need to be open to letting people have their own opinions and understanding of that, because it's not about my belief. It's about that expression and seeing. So I really appreciate that perspective to be able to like open up to, yeah, why does somebody think, why did they say that? And just getting curious. I think the curiosity, it reminds me of when I was living in New York City. I was working a job in the Bronx in my car, and I had someone break into my car, and they didn't know I was in it. I was in the back seat and broke into my car and tried to steal something from me. And I just remember telling somebody, it was a really scary, traumatic experience. And I remember telling somebody about the experience after, and they were like, oh, that's horrible. How can people do that? I can't believe it. It disgusts me. And I was just like, no, like think about everything that happened in that person's life for them to have to be in a place where they had to break into my car to try to steal something, to whatever it is, to make more money so that they could feed themselves, their family, or whatever the thing is. And like, who am I to say that that's wrong or that that's bad? Because that is the situation that they're in. And like, whatever led them there, through fear and through their experiences and all this stuff, it's like, I can't judge that person, And so what you're saying really resonates with me in that way. It's like, however people need to express themselves, like, let it out, but let's get curious. Even if it's scary, even if it's hard, even if it messes like your status quo life up or whatever, it's like, get curious about why, and then you'll really start to feel into how big of a thing this is for people.
Wow, thank you for saying that. Like, I'm getting goosebumps right now, because it's, I challenge like myself to you see these images. I'm like watching another documentary. It's called 13th. And it's just like talking about like sort of everything, you know, since like the 13th Amendment and like the mass, like this terrible thing that's arise, you know, in the history of the United States around mass incarceration. And but there, you know, like, you know, at some points in the documentary, they're showing images of like people being lynched, you know, during like, you know, early 20th century. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Gly, that's nice to think that like love and accepting and understanding what got them to this point that they could do that. And I understand, nobody, you know, I was on a call last night with a bunch of people of color from my boarding school, my high school, and we were just like creating a space for people of color, you know, like that players. Sorry. So we were creating a space for people of color, like basketball, like the old players and coaches and stuff, to come together and just like share what's going on with them. I think I lost my trail of thought, but yeah. So like, they're saying like, hey, like I'm sharing what I'm, you know, like this potential approach, and other people are just like, look, like, you know, like I don't feel safe, you know, like I don't, like, if it's late at night and I'm in a neighborhood that's like predominantly white, like I'm afraid of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, like it's like I'm not, how do we make this safe space, how do we extend that outside of here? Like it feels almost hopeless at times, and so like I'm like looking at myself and I'm taking this stand to like understand where they're coming from, because like somebody said, this is where I was going with it, somebody said like they don't think anybody is like inherently racist. You learn that. It's passed down to you, and I really firmly believe that, you know, like these beliefs and these things that are inhumane are passed down to us. You know, like racism is like passed down to white people and to black people, because I like, even within the black community, there's these racist undertones and things, you know, like I'm Haitian, and like there's this, like one of the terms is like bon couleur, like that means like good color, you know? So like if somebody's like fair skinned, they have bon couleur. And I remember being a kid and like hearing that, I'm like, what's wrong with my color? Mm-hmm. You know, like, why do we as Haitians like do that with each other? And so like, that's learned. That's learned at a young age, you know, like this is learned. It's learned at a young age that like you are worthless, that you know, like that's passed down generation after generation. And so shit happens and you're like, oh wow, like I accept that you had like a series of experiences in your lifetime, and then there were like generations of things that were passed down to you that had you lynch that person, or that had you, you know, hate yourself as a black person, like whatever it is, like there's all of these things, and how does one in that, and knowing that, How do you take a stand for something different, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard, because it's like, I grew up Catholic, and you know, like, you know, you go to school or Sunday school and stuff like that, and like, you hear like, Jesus says, like, you know, they hit you, like slap you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. You know, it's like, really? You know? And so like, I think that's the biggest challenge. It's like, we're like, hey, this is not right. Like this, like, I know this is in my bones. This isn't right. And I want change. And so it's like taking a stand for something different but then also like at the same time, like this, it's like the duality of like taking that stand, but also accepting. And it's so hard to thread that line. And like, that's where I'm like, I live over and over again. And like, and I find myself, it's hard, you know? And like, because with that, and I'm also human and I have all of the same shit that everybody has, you know? And I do it to myself worse than anybody else. And, but like, at some point you have to be like, you know what, like, come whatever happens, like, this is the stand that I'm taking and standing in your truth and living accordingly, because that'll probably have the biggest impact, you know, because like bringing that level of consciousness to like whatever you do and like understanding and like, and consciously, like consciously taking a stand for something better in spite of like the hurt and the pain and accepting all of that and like letting it fuel you. I think all of that is part of it. And, you know, this is not 100% theoretical, like, because I actually like live this day in and day out, but like, I'm wondering how sustainable is this like on a larger scale. And that's like what I'm like exploring in conversations like this and conversations with other people and just trying to find a way, like, that's how can we like change the conversation in the world, you know? And so I feel like I'm going over and over again over the same things, but like, it's just like, I'm like I said, I'm like working through this as well, you know? Like, I think sometimes some of the best forms of leadership is like not just the person that's like, hey, you should do this and this and this. It's like, hey, like, I'm in the trenches with you, and like let's like discover like what's possible together.
Yeah, it's like going back to this sort of know thyself, like think for yourself, like really taking time to think. If you have a belief that's not yours, think about it and like get clear on it. And I love what you said, and it makes me think about like, It is the story, like the story that's been passed down for generation to generation. And I think if people can realize, like, if you grew up racist, right? If you grew up in a space, and I definitely grew up like and had undertones and was surrounded by that and never felt good about it, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to speak up. It was the world. I felt like if I said something, I'd be ridiculed and all these things. Like, if you grew up in that world, recognize that story is not you. You could be someone out there who could be watching this and recognize that you grew up having this undertone of racism, or like could be straight in your face and recognize that racism isn't you, right? It's a piece of you that has been inherited that you can let go of. And by looking at that, you can actually start to do something. I think when we just say, well, this is who I am and that's that, you know, we accept our story, well, then we're stuck. But if we actually allow ourselves to look at it and be like, oh, wow, that's not me. I can start to let go of that. I can start to make changes because I recognize that it's not the right thing to do.
Yeah,
you know, I know it's like I can't convince someone of something that's not gonna be convinced. But for somebody that out there watching that feels like a little piece of, there's something like, oh, you know what, that this resonates with me. It's like then start looking. So yeah. I also really appreciate the fact that you're like, I don't have the answer, because there is every day. It seems like every couple hours on social media, somebody's saying something different, and it can be very confusing, right? Because we're trying to come up with a solution. We know that this is wrong. We're trying to come up with these instant solutions. It's not always just about the solution. It's not like there's one person that's just making all the decisions, you know? People are coming out and they're sparking the conversation. And it's the conversation. That's why I wanted to have this conversation, because I knew just in the conversation that we would start to actually like unravel some of these things. And that's the beginning of it all. You know, we don't need to like have the whole plan already figured out, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing. And that's my challenge as well, because like I like to have it all figured out. I like to like go in there and be like, all right, here's what we got to do. Here's the plan. And then like, but this is a dance. It's a conversation, and we're going to discover it as we go together. And, but like, I think there needs to be like training around like how to have conversations, like real conversations, because a lot of times it's just like one person like with like that's got like a strong stance and another, and like we're just like butting heads, and like we're not actually moving together, we're not dancing in the conversation together towards some final end or whatever. So
yeah, and this conversation isn't just like this week, you know, this is years and years. It's been happening, but it's going to continue for years and years and years, and it's something that is being sparked here, but I hope it just continues and grows.
Yeah
to create, you know, change.
Like, that's exactly what it is. And I think and that's what we're like, that's what people, like including myself, are calling, you know, everybody to do, is just like, hey, really take this on. Like take this on and like not have it just be like a one-time thing like really take a look at how can I start to really change my life, alter my identity even, right? To be like, hey, but, like, I do not believe in racism. You know, like, and this is how I practice this on a regular basis, because I accept that there are tons of stuff that were handed down to me from past generations. I accept that I have my privilege, and this is how I take a stand for that. Maybe it's like in your, you know, you're creating a business but you are intentionally bringing in like diverse individuals into the fold because you know that's necessary in order to like create a better world. Because it's not just about making profits. It's like really attaching that to your identity and making sure you're taking actions that are aligned with that day in and day out. And it's, you know, I'm not like, oh, I'm racist and like beating yourself up or anything like that. Or like I'm a bad black person. No, but like accept where you're at and then start to discover, you know, through this ongoing conversation, like how can you take a stand for like something to be different and discover that in the process.
Yeah. Mm. Taking a stand. I'm really just feeling into this piece of acceptance and like accepting privilege, accepting, you know, racism that I grew up in and around, and not like just beating myself up for it, but being able to see those things and recognize it, because it is so much bigger than just me, you know, and there is so much that can be done. And I'm so grateful that this like fire has been lit, especially this week, and, you know, hopeful that it's not just like we're cramming for a test and then we forget it all kind of thing, like that. Exactly. It's really this is just the beginning, and then it all boils out from here, because like we talked about before, the system is the problem. The stories that created the system that we live in are the problem, and something radical has to shift, right, in order for that system to shift, because we will keep having the same problems within the same container that we're living in unless we completely bust out of that container.
Can I challenge you with something? Yeah. You said one word that was like it was beautiful, but it's indicative of like what we all do, and I found myself doing this as well. You said hopefully, you know, like this is not like the, you know, just like one of those instances.
Yeah.
And I think I want to challenge you, because I've been challenging myself to not be like, hey, hopefully things will be better. And hopefully, no, this is it. You know, this is the moment. Like this, and it's like a subtle shift, but like you can feel the gravity of that. When you don't say hopefully, you're like, no, like this will not stand any longer. You've basically taken, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like altering your identity to the extent that it alters the language that you use and it alters your belief systems. You have to believe that this is it and that, yeah. And if you don't, like, then that's, you have to take a look at that.
Yeah, you're right. I appreciate that. Yeah. It's like the subtle shift and like those little frequency shifts, but I completely agree. Thank you for
and it's okay. I like this, and I say that not with any judgment, like whatever you decide, that's like that's on you. And like I'm doing the same work, and I think we all have to take a look at ourselves and see where we stand on that, and then take a stand, whatever that looks like for us, you know. And maybe you're just like Ida, like she's like, hey, like my fiance, she's like, hey, like she takes a stand, but like she thinks it's gonna take like a long time. I'm like really aggressive, and I'm like, it can happen. Like if we like, you know, like what if this is the time? Like I believe this can be the time where things really change. And we just got to keep like, and so like, that's my belief system. And like, I don't judge, like wherever you're at, that's fine, you know, but like, it's just interesting to be able to see like these little tweaks and what it actually looks like to believe something, because then your whole action and your being will start to follow and act in alignment to with that belief system.
Yeah. No. And thank you for saying that. Cause to me, it is the, like, I want to be challenged, because the discomfort is the most important thing, because discomfort creates change, right? It's like when you have an itch, you know, you got to scratch it. And if you don't feel like, if your chair is uncomfortable, it's like you got to get up and move. And like that, I think all these big things that are happening, all these energies, it's creating this discomfort to actually look at what the actual problem is. And in some cases, it has to be extremely radical as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not just hopeful, but I do believe that the time, and that there's a huge shift happening, and that something is completely dying so that something new can be reborn.
You Amen. Know?
And I appreciate your stand in the world for that, which is why I'm so grateful to have you on here and to have you as a friend.
Yeah. Likewise. Thank you, brother. You know, like, I'm sure I said some things that were probably politically incorrect or whatever, but like, I like whoever's listening to this, like, just know that I invite you to like share your opinions and like, let's have a conversation, because that's the only way that we can grow, you know, together. So.
Yeah. It's to do something that's real, there has to be controversy created. It took me a long time to understand that in the YouTube world. Like, I got to a point where I was trying to do anything to avoid getting a negative comment, and my content became like cookie cutter and just bullshit. And then I started to remember it, and it's like I started to get more pushback. But what it did was it sparked a conversation, you know. And that's like, and that's what you're doing here, and that's awesome. Thank you so much for that.
And thank you for giving me the platform to do that.
Anytime. And if you have more, like, as this opens up, I'd love to have more conversations like this and see where it goes. And again, not just make it this one time thing right now, but like this ongoing thing that people can be remembering and working on and growing, myself included. I have a lot to experience and learn and grow in this life.
No doubt, brother.
Glad. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Likewise.
Amazing human.
You as well. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, we'll talk soon.
Okay, cool.
Bye.